Oh, that was Top of the World. First by the Carpenters, and then a cover that is actually, we realized as the Carpenters were playing, I think our generation is familiar with that song from the Parent Trap soundtrack. So we played the version.
The Lindsay Lohan version of the Parent Trap.
Yes, yes. The one that came out when we were at the perfect age to like watch a movie about summer camp and secret handshakes with butlers
and mystery twins.
Yeah,
little known fun fact about that movie: there's only one Lindsay Lohan in it. Tricked me for a very long time.
I did not know how that was possible.
I just don't understand how they couldn't have found a pair of twins instead. Like, it seems like it must have been so much harder to film every scene twice with her in different hairdos as opposed to just finding twins.
That's a really good point.
Wow. I've asking the hard-hitting questions.
Well, I think it's because
tonight.
In the original, it was also that way. Oh. The original Parent Trap, the one girl played both, so maybe they were just trying to
recreate that vibe of being so identical because it's actually the same person.
Well, it is 11 p.m. here at WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are asking the hard questions. Yeah.
Oh, here's another question that came to
another
me.
Another hard question. Okay.
What is the top of the world?
Santa's house.
Nailed it.
Yeah, irrefutable. Definitely. That was easy, Charlotte.
sorry. You're right. That was an easy question. What about Mount Everest, though?
That's clearly on the lower right side of the world.
I wouldn't say that's the top of the world. I would say that's the, like, a point into space.
Okay.
Space.
You know what I mean?
The closest to space,
like, honestly,
but not the top
further
of the world.
From the world.
Also, I apologize. Lower things. Right if you're looking at a Eurocentric map.
Yeah, that's true. That was very America-centric.
Yeah. Sorry. Now I feel like a jerk.
Have you guys ever seen the episode of The West Wing where have we talked about this before?
No.
I don't think so.
Where it's the day where everyone can all these different groups come in to try to bring up their issue of choice, and so all the staffers listen to them all day and are kind of like don't like to do it, and you know it's a huge drag, and this group comes in that's like mappers. They're mappers and they're talking, but like mappers for social justice or something like that.
Wait, I've seen and this bit. Yeah,
and they talk about how like why is the map like this, and they're just like what if it was flipped, so you know like Africa and South America were on the top of the map and North America is on the bottom, and she was like, and then people were like, but that's not how it is, and she's like, why not? The world is round. And that would probably change your whole perception of power dynamics in the world too, if we're on the bottom.
Yeah. And up and north and south.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was super interesting, actually. Yeah. Because instinctively, you're like, no.
But
no,
then it was
no.
True. And then they show like the Mercator projection versus the real, like, see, Africa's actually this so much bigger than it is on most maps.
Yeah.
Which is honestly messed up.
Yeah, it is, because it's close to the equator, so it tends to be. Other things are distorted to be larger.
Mm-hmm. Like North America.
Classic Greenland, pretending to center Africa.
Yeah. Greenland's just trying to own everything implicitly by being, like, really large and in the middle of the map. Did you know that the population of Greenland is only, like, 100,000 people?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's super small. And the population of Iceland is only, like, 300,000 people.
Did you know that
big issues with genetic diversity.
Has more ice on it than Iceland?
Listeners, you can't see this, but if you're looking at our
studio webcam, Charlotte just rolled her eyes so far back in her head that they went all the way around.
I feel like that's that one thing you learn in elementary school geography that sticks.
Yeah.
On a similar note, did you hear they discovered another Viking settlement in Newfoundland?
I did.
Whoa,
so
I did not
exciting.
Hear that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wait, that sounds amazing. By discovered. How did they do that?
They used infrared.
Infrared.
To, like, check out the terrain of the ground, and they could see man-made formations, and they found some bits of iron and stuff.
Whoa.
Vikings.
That's cool.
Okay.
Maybe our show
Viking
theme next
funeral,
week should be
yes
Vikings.
Or no for
yes.
yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Good.
I don't even know if I'm worthy, to be honest, though.
That's true. We'll have to see where my life is then.
Yeah.
Last year, me and my friends gave our beta fish, his name was Lord Commander, we gave him a Viking funeral.
Wow. Oh. And so who shot the arrow?
Actually, we just lit a pile of...
That's fair.
We did, actually, one of my close friends from back home in Connecticut, his father raised chickens, mm-hmm. mostly for meat, but then he ended up keeping them as pets because he didn't want to kill them. But one of the chickens had a really, like, strong personality mm-hmm. and, like, would always be excited to see us and stuff, and when that one died... We actually built a huge Viking funeral for it, and we actually used a flaming arrow, and it worked.
Wow. That is awesome. Really cool.
That's pretty epic.
Yeah. A beautiful way to send someone off, you know?
Yeah.
Her name was Eleanor, the chicken.
Eleanor.
A good Viking name.
Yeah. A very hearty name.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Should we play a couple tunes?
Mm-hmm. Sure thing. I'm going to...
Sweet.
Play some off the playlist. I don't know if you listeners can hear that, but it sounds like some snow is perhaps getting cleared outside.
Yes.
Little noise.
3 to 5 inches here in Boston today.
Yeah.
Oof.
Seems like more.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
On a little trip, my supersonic ship's at your disposal if you feel so inclined. Well, alright. We're gonna travel faster than light, so drop your overcoat tight and we'll go anywhere you want to decide. Well, alright. Nobody has to be helped, nobody needs to be out of sight.
Oh, out of sight, man.
Come on. Nobody's gonna travel second class. There'll be equality and no suppression of minorities.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
Seven.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
Three, two,
check ignition,
one.
And may God's love
lift
be
off.
With you.
Sure.
citizen spies. Bellies and spies. What you doing out there, mom?
That's pretty freaky, Barry.
Ooh, Barry.
Is it cold out in space, Barry? You can borrow my jumper if you like, Bowie. Does the cold of deep space make your nipples get pointy, Bowie? Do you use your pointy nipples as telescopic antennae to transmit data back to Earth? I bet you do, you freaky old bastard, you. Do you have one really funky sequined spacesuit, Bowie? Or do you have several changes? Do they smoke grass out in space, Bowie? Or do they smoke AstroTurf?
Ooh!
Receiving transmission from David Bowie's nipple antennae. Do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie?
I said, do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? This is Bowie to Bowie. Do you hear me out there, man?
This is Bowie back to Bowie. I read you loud and clear, man.
We come a radar screen. How far out are you, man?
I'm pretty far out.
That's pretty far out, man.
I'm orbiting Pluto. Drawn in by its gravitational pull. I'm jamming out with the McJaggernaut suit.
It up on my LSD screen.
Can you see the stratosphere ringing
to the choir of astronauts singing? Bowie's in space.
So that was a few songs there. Give you a little break from us talking, listen to some music. So we had Supersonic Rocket Ship by The Kinks, Space Oddity by David Bowie, and then Bowie by Flight of the Conchords.
Flight of the Conchords is coming to Boston July 23rd. Mark your calendars.
Yes, consider the calendar marked.
Wow, exciting.
That would be so
stuff.
Fun to see live. Has anybody seen them live before? I don't
no.
guess they probably aren't here that often. How often do they come
I don't
to
know.
Boston?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, I just got a score update on the NCAA Division I basketball championships. It's 69-64. Villanova, woo!
All right.
So UConn women will be playing Syracuse tomorrow.
Yeah,
8:30.
Going for their fourth
Whoa.
Consecutive national. I would love to watch tomorrow.
Wow. UConn is crazy. UConn, I believe I heard a stat at one point that was like most, I can't remember which way it went. But like compared to other states have other things going on maybe, but UConn, the highest paid employees like of the state government are the like UConn basketball coaches, which is kind of insane.
I just read a really interesting article in the New York Times that I'm happy to refer anyone to about women's basketball and specifically about UConn and how they are like such a powerhouse in the women's basketball world.
Wow.
They have like more championships than anyone. They just blew out their Final Four game by like 30 points or something. And the staff makes way less money. Most of the women who go through like do 4 years, get their degrees, and then stop playing basketball. It's just very different from the men's D1 league. And, you know, in light of the U.S. women's national team lawsuit about pay. I don't know if you guys saw that for soccer.
Very interesting. Wait, did you see, actually, kind of relevant, does anyone keep up with Broad City?
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
So there was a great episode recently where Alana is talking to an NBA player about the WNBA, or she's just like, I wish there was a basketball league for women. He's like, the WNBA. But it was a funny little discussion.
Yeah. It was, I mean, the article I read was interesting. It was saying, like, okay, what's her name? Brittany Stewart? Right? Brittany Stewart? Her last name is Stewart. She's this, like, incredible UConn player. She's just, like, the best player in women's D1 basketball right now. And the reason she, well, part of the reason why UConn is, like, crushing right now is because she's stuck around for all 4 years. You know, it's not like men's where these guys come in out of high school, do 1 year as freshmen, and then go straight to the NBA. In short, we should really be paying our college athletes so that they can finish and get their degrees, and we should be giving women's sports more airtime. And
that's the
sorry.
Interesting that you arrived at the conclusion, that we should pay our student athletes.
I think we should 100% pay our student athletes. They make so much money for their schools, for staff, for ESPN.
Yeah,
like.
Well, I think I would agree that we should pay them for, like, the money that they bring in, but I think it makes no sense to me that, like, people would be paid, like be salaried or something like that.
Well, why do you think all these guys who come in, they play 1 year for college ball and then they go to the NBA? Because they know they can make money there.
Yeah, but, like, I don't think universities of higher institutions should be spending part of their budget on their student athletes.
No, but that they make the school so much money. That money that's coming in, part of that should go to the athletes, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I think I need to read up more about it. hear the arguments for both sides.
Yeah. Also, going back to the original, the start of this conversation, I was completely wrong. Well, I was right, but kind of wrong. So the map that I'm thinking of is a map in which, like, most of the states, the highest paid public employee in the state is either a football coach or a basketball coach. It's like Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, New York, Delaware, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Nevada, and Alaska are the only states in which that is not the case.
Wow.
Their highest paid public employees are things like college presidents, med school deans. Everybody else is a football coach or a basketball coach, including Connecticut.
I bet they're all men's coaches, too.
Actually, basketball coach, parentheses W, in Connecticut only.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I read an article, though. I think it was a girl from Buffalo, and that's why, who played was a softball player. And it was about her college career, which was very stellar, like, you know, carried her team to championships, was a great player, and she was just kind of like, and now, if she was a man, she would definitely get drafted into Major League Baseball. So it just is very unfortunate that women softball players have no real outlet for professional softball.
Yeah. You sink so much time into it in college if you're on a Division I team, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sports.
Will there be sports on Mars? It would be kind of hard to play, like, baseball on Mars.
Wiffle ball.
Yeah, we'd need to make some new games, I think.
Yeah.
And some new sports.
But you could make some awesome new sports.
You could play, I feel like you could play all the same sports with really heavy balls.
Mm. Mm. Valid.
Mm. Yeah.
Longer fields.
Yeah.
For bigger throws.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you'd have to be in a spacesuit all the time, which might make mobility difficult.
Well, you'd paint them to, like, distinguish teams, you know?
Be like NASCAR, where you have a little, like, pit stop if you need to switch out your oxygen because you've been breathing really hard.
Yeah, or a giant space dome.
Oh, yeah. I feel like all of us are thinking really little, like a little spaceship with your little spacesuit to stay protected from the outside, and Anna is just like, make it all habitable. Here's a thought. You could play Quidditch for real if you are in space.
In space, but not on Mars.
Oh, because Mars has gravity. Wait, shoot, I've totally been thinking about this, like, the moon this whole time.
The moon also has gravity.
Well, yeah, but less gravity.
You can bounce around.
But how much, I would imagine that Mars's gravity is somewhat similar to the Earth's.
It's not big enough to hold an, it's not strong enough to hold an atmosphere.
So it's definitely, you could definitely, like, jump a little bit higher.
The Earth's gravity is 9.807 m/s². And Mars is only 3.711.
So meters per second per second.
Yes. Or G.
The moon is 1.622. So Mars is closer so Mars to the moon than Earth, but
Mars is twice as much as the moon, and the Earth is three times as much as Mars.
Math.
We like math and we don't care who knows. Just kidding, that's not the original lyrics to that song.
It's we like sports.
Yeah.
Bring it all back together.
Sports in space.
Sports in space.
You know what that reminds me of? Talk for a second while I
sure wonder sports what that reminds Charlotte of. Yeah, I feel like wiffle ball would have to be the national sport of Mars. Because it's like, you can't hit a wiffle ball that far.
Golf would be fun.
All right, here we go.
Bowling. Bowling would be so fun.
Get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right.
Cause
So that was just the Space Jam theme by Tomb Robbers. And that is a movie that has to do with basketball and space. So those are, you know, our two favorite interests on this particular show, it seems. More music. What that seems to be the vibe here in the studio right now.
Sorry, doing some research.
Yeah, we got a lot of good songs lined up, so I'll just go ahead and insert some of them going. Here we go.
Destination Moon.
So that couple tunes there. There's A Moon in the Sky by the B-52s and Us and Them by Pink Floyd off of The Dark Side of the Moon. So some moon related songs.
And here's another PSA coming at you. To go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyways? This is a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Good points. Some good points there. It is more inconvenient to go to the store.
It is. It's so inconvenient to go to the store.
I purchased some rechargeable batteries at the beginning of this year, and I've been pleased with their performance.
Yeah? What are you keeping rechargeable batteries in?
My headlamp.
Nice. Yeah. Smart. I should do that.
Those ones are good. Related to rechargeable batteries, but also not at all. We were talking here in the studio about astrology, because that's related to space. Well, astronomy, which is related to astrology. And space is related to astronomy.
Star signs,
exactly. So we have the birthday horoscope for April 4th. So if your birthday is April 4th, if there are 17 minutes left in your birthday, here's your forecast for the year ahead. If you were born today, April 4th, you expect to work for what you'd want in life, and are always aware of your responsibilities. Nevertheless, you are playful and sometimes mischievous. You're straightforward in your dealings with others and sometimes quite blunt. You value honesty and integrity in others as well. A confident and friendly manner sometimes hides a tendency to worry a lot about your future. You are an independent thinker. Famous people born today: Robert Downey Jr., Heath Ledger, Maya Angelou, Anthony Perkins, and David Blaine. Sorry, that was just a description of how you are. There's a long forecast here that's about this year, so I'll just read the first bit of it.
Okay.
We're just the optimistic bits. We don't want to know what dark things lay in store.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Okay. Transiting Saturn harmonizes with your sun this year, and this can be a steady, helpful influence. You're practical in your choices, keeping your feet on the ground, and paying attention to tried and true methods. You have the power of practicality, realism, and caution on your side in the year ahead. This is a good time for motivation levels regarding work or projects and personal interests. There can be opportunities to pursue absorbing topics and projects of interest. More joy and meaning can be found in your work or obligations.
I have a serious question.
Yes.
Well, slightly related. Slightly off topic. What's up with Amanda Bynes? And I ask because we share a birthday, which was yesterday.
Whoa.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So I just searched it to be sure that I wasn't going to say that if it wasn't true. But April 3rd birthdays include Eddie Murphy and Amanda Bynes.
Whoa, Eddie Murphy.
which what I feel
trio.
Like,
yeah. Laura, Eddie Murphy, and Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, I would. That sounds like a pretty solid trio to me. But then I realized I haven't seen anything about her, and she was so in the media for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope she's doing well.
I feel like no news is good news in her case for a little while here.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I wonder what
your birthday horoscope was with her.
I know. I didn't look yesterday. I just found something that was just a general, like, if you were born on April 3rd, what your personality is. Mm-hmm. And it actually mm-hmm. does sound pretty, it's pretty accurate. Too long to read on air right now.
Yeah, I realized that after I started reading these traits. But it is interesting, though. It's like, how much do you think, Saturn harmonizing with your sun could change your year, really?
Well, we'll have to go to Mars. And if you're on Mars, like, okay, so here's a question. No, because Mars is part of your horoscope sometimes, right?
Right.
If you're on Mars, how does that change things? Do you then have an Earth horoscope?
Potentially. I've looked into a bit of astrology. I've dabbled, you could say. Yeah. And a lot of people maintain that there are like a lot of different parts of your astrology going on. So your star sign your sun sign is actually just one. Your star sign is just one piece of your astrology. And so there are a lot of different things going on. So I think a practiced astrologer would say that if you were on Mars, yes, the way the planets moved around, you probably would be different. But that's also maybe just one piece of how the cosmos affect your existence. So.
No, one of my favorite bits about winter is that we're kind of starting to lose now that it's becoming spring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that Orion is out in the winter.
Yeah.
Mm.
I like to see.
I love Orion.
Poking out over the horizon.
Yeah. Always easy to point out. Very comforting. A comforting part of the star blanket.
Star blanket.
What kind of star signs do we have in the house tonight?
Cancer.
Personally, I'm a Leo.
A Leo? I'm also a Leo.
Good company.
So is my dad. I'm an Aries.
Cool. Nice. Do you guys identify with your star signs?
Some, kind of.
No. But that's okay. You know.
I feel like I read different descriptions of what an Aries is everywhere that I read my horoscope. You know, so I don't think I've ever found one that I think is the most accurate out of all of them.
Hmm.
I don't know what gives the legitimacy.
That is interesting that they're all different, because I feel like, I mean, Leo is pretty straightforward, I think. It's always like, you like being the center of attention, like...
Do you guys identify with that?
I mean, we're both on the radio right now.
Yeah, I was just talking about being Empress.
Making millions of viewers listen to our voices.
Yeah.
Charlotte is building a galactic empire somewhere on the red planet.
Yeah, so I'd say I'm pretty pretty confident, you could say.
Let's see. I'm reading about what my personality characteristics should be as a Cancer. I'm tender-hearted. Homebody at heart. Unforgiving.
That all sounds
soft. What? That doesn't seem right. Soft underbelly.
What? Homebelly.
Kind of like a porcupine.
Yeah. It just seemed like all those things were like character traits, and then that was like a physical descriptor.
I think it probably means metaphorically.
Mm. I'm looking at the Aries right now, and I see adventurous, which I have seen before, and like pushing their luck for an adrenaline rush, which I do try to do sometimes.
Yeah.
Versatile. I'd like to go with the flow. But then again, I have best friends who are also Aries, and we have different personalities. So what does it really matter?
Charlotte, would you describe yourself as competent, ambitious, generous, loyal, encouraging?
I would say, here's the thing about star signs, right? Is like, sometimes I think I've been all of those things, you know? Like, at some point in my life, I've been one of those things. But I've also been a lot of other things, which are sometimes the opposite of those things, you know? Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Cancers tend to be patriotic, waving the flag whenever possible? That explains why I'm waving this flag all the time.
I actually was wondering why you had that. I was going to say that the listeners can't see that. You can stop waving it.
Yeah, Anna carries a tiny flag with her everywhere.
Interesting. I'm going to read further. Maybe this will be something I get interested in.
Cool.
Since it just really hit the nail right on the head with the flag thing.
I want to do it right, though, instead of just reading my horoscope in Vice, although those are funny.
Yeah.
Like the Vice Snapchat app.
I usually go to Cosmo for my horoscope.
I was just
going to
say, Cosmo for your horoscopes. Does a decent horoscope.
Yeah. Okay, I did read an interesting thing recently, though, that was, like, defending an interest in keeping up with horoscopes, like, semi-seriously, and the comment was just kind of like, aren't we all kind of just looking for something to, like, you know, give us a little extra guidance through this crazy world, and, like, people look for that in many ways, and, like, why not horoscopes to, like, focus you on a certain thing each day? Because usually, like, a daily horoscope is kind of like gives you a little bit of different advice every day, and like that doesn't seem like the worst thing.
Yeah.
And when I thought about it that way, I was like, maybe horoscopes are kind of a reasonable thing to take seriously ish
as long as you're positive.
Yeah
Yes.
I know, I'm sure there are people who would be like swept up in, like, if something bad was predicted, they'd be like, there's a shadow of doom over my life.
Do not leave your house for the next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, geez. Wow. Yeah, see, I'm reading more and I feel like I'm getting, like, apparently logic and reasoning are foreign concepts to Cancers. Maybe that's true about me.
Maybe.
But I should probably reconsider the stats degree if that's the case. Should we listen to another song?
Yeah. Do you have one that you
three more
want
minutes
to prioritize here?
Yeah. WMFO? No, everything.
Oh,
I put
seven
in
more minutes.
Is excuse me, 7 more minutes. Yeah.
Great. Well, we'll play last couple of songs here. Yeah. Here we go.
In a second. That was great.
La la la.
We should do a whole show where we just sing instead of talk, I think.
Actually, that.
Well, no, where Brendan can play the bagpipes.
This is true. I have them just down the street.
I had like some background bagpipes for constant throughout the show. How easy is it to constantly play bagpipes, if possible at all? Like, how long do you think you could play the bagpipes for in one sitting?
I used to be able to play for like half an hour.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
Probably.
I feel like that would tire me right out.
And then I played them just last week for the first time in a couple months.
Oh, wow.
And my lung strength. Also, I used to be like a good cross-country runner. I no longer run, and I haven't played the bagpipes in a while. And I was thought I was going to have a heart attack after like 5 minutes. So,
yikes.
I don't know. We'll see now.
All right. So maybe a brief interlude more than like, you know, constant accompaniment. Yeah. Okay. Here's somebody else singing.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Thank you.
images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Float me under like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
If you don't know that song, just turn off the radio now. Just kidding. It's Across the Universe. Wow, what is Across the Universe, though?
We don't know.
How More can you space, even cross probably. It? If it's everything. True. Is there an end?
To cross on the street, to? Is there isn't an end because the universe is infinite. Actually, is that the prevailing theory?
I think right now it's that there is an end.
There is an end, but it's just moving. Keeps
on
expanding.
Yeah, keeps on expanding.
But back. What's on the outer edge? Like, what is it expanding into?
Okay. Whoa. Quick Google. Either the universe is finite and has a size, or it's infinite and goes on forever. Both yeah. are possibilities.
Summarizes that it pretty sense. Well, I'd say.
Yep. Okay, what if it's like the Earth being flat or the Earth being not flat? And then it turns out it's really a sphere. What if the universe is a sphere? And we're just going along the edge
of it. This is getting too complex for me.
And we'll go all the way around. And then we'll come back and we'll like end up at the back of the Milky Way. And we'll be like, what?
But then what's outside the sphere?
Oh my gosh. All I know is that the Voyager 1 is out there somewhere with Chuck Berry and Blind Willie Johnson.